I call this special meeting of the Carrie Beach Town Council in order. Tonight, we're going to be discussing and some consideration of the construction issues of the Oceanfront Park. The principal players tonight are going to be John Batson, Brian Cox, and where's our architect back there, David Lyle, and Richard, you're the special inspector. And with that being said, in my opinion, we have some problems with some of the quality construction at the park, and this meeting is called at the request, particularly of our liaison to the park construction, Mr. Dugan. And Jim, I'll turn it over to you, and then we'll chime in as needed.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. The reason that we called the meeting is because of a communication we received from Brian Cox, the engineer with engineering services, who we've appointed as the overseer for the interest of the town with the park. And that letter states, Dear Mr. Lost, after our meeting on October 3, 2011 with John Batson and David Lyle, reviewing the work on the pavilion concrete slab, I wanted to notify you of the list of concerns raised. They are as follows. One, the current slopes do not match the drawings, parentheses A1-0 and A6-3. Two, the breakpoint, parentheses slope change, do not match the drawings, A1.0, A6.3. The slab was poured incorrectly. There is supposed to be a half-inch step that runs the perimeter at the column line, A6.3. This is to stop water from coming in the building during moderate rains. Four, the texture finish is not consistent, parentheses, acceptable for exposed concrete. Five, saw cuts are poor and not acceptable for exposed concrete. It's my opinion that the town has two options. One, to tear out the concrete and redo it correctly. Two, tile the concrete and use bed material to get the appropriate slopes and stepping. These options will be provided in a letter to the town for their final decision. If you have any questions, so on and so forth, signed Brian Cox. Because of receiving that from the engineer, I requested that we have this meeting because this, in my estimation, has the potential to cost some significant amount of money plus time and everything. So we called the meeting together, and the purpose is to discuss the potential problems that have occurred, to discuss with the builder what options he sees or whatever he cares to tell us about the slab and this possible shortcomings. And first off, since we've received from Mr. Cox this letter to us stating what he feels are items that are not up to the standards of the plans, and we have had contact with our building inspector, John Batson, and he's in concurrence with that. I would like to ask first of either of you if you have anything to add or anything that you want to change from what it was I read.
I don't.
John?
Yes, sir.
I got one question, Jim. I've got two sheets here. One has six items, one has five.
Well, the six items that was in the letter addressed to you, the mayor, also adds a sixth item that states that the existing slab is ponding water at two locations.
Right. So is everybody on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I read the first one that went out.
There was an item six for the audience.
Go ahead.
I have not been involved in the day-to-day construction of the park. Jim and John were picked the go-to people for the town. And I have talked to John, Brian, the builder, and the architect, and there seems to be a serious miscommunication problem. And with that being said, I would like the builder to present any information he'd like the town to have at this time. That have resulted in the problems that we're addressing with this letter.
I can.
If you'll step up to the podium and give our deputy clerk, who's still recovering from her last vacation.
It would be easier for me if I could show you, but
well,
on the plans.
We've got plenty of time and we can all sit down there.
Okay. Well, on the plans, if I there's 2 points. You got your exterior points of elevation, and in the middle you have your middle elevation. That's your three set points. If I follow the plans and the pitch that it's on, the bathroom doors, where you walk into the bathroom, you would have had a 3-inch step. That would have met building code. So I modified it, which at that time flattened it out. And then you would have, and that's where we lost the half-inch joint that you were talking about. And, that's why I did what I did. As far as the other addressing, the finisher, it's not the best finish job I've ever seen. I mean, he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to take care of it. The ponding is also his fault. We have no sticks. So that's his fault.
Does anybody have any questions before I start? Have you had any discussions with the architect pertaining to the slopes and your concerns with the slope that would result in the plan as built going into these two bathrooms?
I have not talked to the architect at all.
Okay. Have you talked to the engineer about this problem?
Yeah, I just stated my case with what we talked just now.
Would either one of the architect or the engineer like to make a comment pertaining to this? Is this a problem that was overlooked? Is this something that there's an easy way to address this particular step down? Or where are we at these?
I think that David, if you can address the slopes.
All right. You can come around to the drawings and be easy.
I'll get around it.
Please.
What we did here is we have a break point in the center. We have exit points for water on this side, which is covered. Everything else is intended to slope down and out away from the building out. We have a line of perimeter that runs this point right here. Okay? It's shown here as a step of half an inch. We go to a 6.3. We have a detail of what we're looking for on that perimeter. And the reason we did that is we don't have another surface on this besides concrete. In moderate rains or slight winds, it will keep water from coming into this space, keeping it dry, especially with our overhang. The idea of the slope is all of this slopes here, straight out and over, out, down, and over. This is where the tile is going to be. The reason it's that low is we have other bed material we can put in there or fill it to bring it to the height that we need, depending on how this is poured. So.
This was only going to come up to 1.9 inches, but you still have at least a 3-inch drop.
But then you can still come back and fill it and do other things with it. Had we got a call, we could have modified those numbers. My point isn't really, this is not the biggest issue. That, if it were done, could be filled in. The issue here really is, now we don't have positive drainage. We on site, we don't have an eighth of an inch per foot. And we don't have this lip or this perimeter that runs. And so those, beyond some of the finishing issues, those are critical in our design to keep this a safe, I guess, building.
water blowing up in here and freezing at times. I don't know how this is going to be used year-round. It's just a way of keeping it from getting inside the building. An eighth of an inch per foot is the maximum allowed by ADA for cross slopes, so we can get the water to drain the best. That's the best we can do. And so that was the intention of this, and we had a specific slab plan. That was the intention. Was if the slab is done right initially, I feel like we're going to be chasing it all the way from here on out for the rest of the life of the building or through construction. And that's, you know, it's like foundations that aren't square or plumb. You're fighting from then on out.
Well, these, I saw the plans, then I saw the slab, then I started scratching my head. But if it's a sloping, what scale is this? If this is slope is here, if this is the high point that everything's coming from, we got, don't have quarter on here, John, even though this is falling, you still got, well, closest is 2 feet, 2.5 feet. I mean, I assumed that with this falling this way that you would start your new slope in line with these two walls and then slope it into the drains that you got. But was that what you had in mind, or where?
It doesn't show that, but going back to the, if we're going to start using the bathrooms, is, I mean, you can't. I mean, if I set the door, I've got to have a level point to set the door. I can't just raise the floor from 3 or 4 inches to match what you have on the outside. I mean, an inch is okay, but you just can't.
All the doors open in or out?
Well, they open in, they swing in this
way. Well, then they're gonna, that's irrelevant because you're going to be sloping away anyway.
Well, I know, but this is the door, this is the floor I'd have to raise up, and my frame would have to be set here.
But, even though this floor is still sloping to this drain, so it's going to have fall away from this door frame. Mm-hmm. So the door will not be impinged by a raised floor, so that's kind of a new point, I think. Any questions for me on?
The retro, what's the potential for problems with retrofitting the lip? Or can it even be retrofitted with that small amount?
Half an inch. I mean, we brought with the material that you could kind of go over top of this potentially. But again, you're now fixing something that may or may not work 10 to 20 years from now. I mean, you don't know, because it's the easiest thing is to get this right and never worry about it again. Get the saw joint, the joint connections right. Once we start putting beds on there and tile over large expanses, are they going to pop and temperature changes? You know, ideally, you'd like to say, no, you got a great tile guy, I've got a bed that, well, good materials, hopefully not. But in 20 years, 10 years, you don't know. Concrete is the, I don't say it wrong, it's the dumbest simple material you've got. They're hard to, once it's set right, it's done.
And it is what it is. Right. There's no reworking concrete.
From the builder's perspective, what if we told you we wanted it up to what the plan specs were, what would you say that you could do?
I would say I could put it there, but I still disagree with your elevations into the bathrooms, and then I see problems. I don't see how that's going to work. I just don't see it. I mean, if you got a 3 or 4 inch drop, you can't just start raising floors, you know, up, like you're talking about. That's not on his plans to raise the floor up 3 or 4 inches.
Has anything changed on this? Are any of these dimensions or elevations or slope directions, has any of this changed since this job was bid?
The only thing that's modified is the fact that we've added a ramp out there.
And the sketch room.
The sketch room. Okay.
But nothing to do with that.
No.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Have you planned for there to be a 3-inch drop there? What did you envision?
We've been through concrete a few times, and sometimes it's an eighth of an inch, sometimes it's not.
I mean there for the
bed. I know, but what I'm saying is we gave a variation of options. So if it's too deep, you can come back in and fill it inside of there with the bed material or other concrete.
It's a tile floor. And it's an air-conditioned area.
Right. So it has the flexibility of filling. Once this is done, that's it. So we did create an opportunity that if there's an issue, it can be filled.
Okay.
And you'd know that after this is complete.
So you would have your slab poured in place, and then your floor materials would be built on site or developed on site to meet whatever criteria you actually ended up with slab.
Correct.
Where does it show all those details?
Well, if we give the height, we know what the transition between here is supposed to be. That's, or you're welcome to call us and ask us.
It doesn't add up, I don't understand.
But, and I would understand your logic. Right. If all of this had been done, but none of this had been done, and we never got a phone call or an email or anything that says, I've got a conflict on the slab. And so,
I say
that we're perfect? No. If we needed to modify this, we could. But it's about having a discussion.
Exactly. I sent this administrator on August 31st, and I haven't ever still had a response.
This is the layout? The joints?
That's for the joints.
This was sent to Brian.
Yeah.
Brian sent it to us and to Rudy. Rudy did respond, and we also met outside about the plumbing issues out here.
We met on site on the plumbing, but I never got a response to the
control. We responded back to Brian. Brian is your point of contact.
I'm just saying, I personally never got a response. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay.
I don't know where it fell down, but I haven't gotten it.
Rudy responded.
Right.
And again, we're all very easy to get a hold of.
Right. Well, I've been directed to do something else, but I was directed, my only point of contact was Brian or John.
Okay.
Because that was my point of contact.
And so how did you determine how to put the control joints in?
By the building code.
Okay, and that was the conversation we had?
That was afterwards, yeah.
Okay.
Another question on a different subject, the cuts that are in this end of the slab.
Mm-hmm.
Not having the background, what was the difference that caused the problems there that we didn't have with the rest of the slab?
He can fix those. I mean, that's not a problem to fix. I mean, he just, to be honest, I don't know. He just didn't do a good job. That's what would be the best thing to say, because he didn't do a good job. Why he didn't, you know, why it happened, what happened, I don't even know.
So am I hearing that you made a change here yourself without anything people know?
That's true. I've made quite a few changes, so. Yeah, because there's been quite a few flaws that I've changed.
But you had contacted them about
it. Yeah, I told Brian, like on some doors, that in the drawings on the bathroom over there, that he has a rough opening for 3 foot, and they're 40-inch frames. And so as Mason was doing it, I told Brian what I was going to do to modify it.
So there's metal doors going in those restrooms, or was it the front?
They're metal.
But there's been quite a few little things like that I've caught, and I use my leeway to do it because I mean that's
both of you talked and agreed that if either saw something that needed to be changed, please don't hesitate to talk to each other and work through, and then we can keep moving.
Well, yes and no. I mean that's been a little bit of a breakdown, I believe, that we haven't had the communication that we need. I don't feel, you know, we've had, like you're talking about the handicap ramp here. I mean, the building inspector, you know, had that change back in the middle of July. And I still don't have plans to give you guys a price on it. I have some plans, but I don't have a total picture of it because they're not complete. They're not at the right elevations. So I've been told just to go ahead and give a price, but until we're at the right elevations, I can't do that.
Well, you're not at the point that that's necessary. I know you're ahead, aren't you?
Well, I understand that, but you're talking 2.5 months that I haven't got an answer on.
Yeah. Well, you said final drawings on September or on August 29th.
Where are those final drawings at?
On the ramp?
Yeah.
The ramp detail has been submitted to Wayne, in which that there was an issue with the height.
The elevations are wrong.
The height of it, yeah. 2'8", it needs to be 3'2" or 3'6", and then those details are being revised currently.
When did you get the set of plans? When did you find out they were wrong?
I told them immediately as soon as I got them.
So you picked up on it immediately?
Right.
And what has been the time frame between you found the mistake and now?
I believe about a month.
Okay.
Maybe a little more.
elevation change is, since it's 2'8" and it's going to go to 3.1, the ratio and slope for the handicaps will make it extended.
Well, no, actually, David Lyle's part of it is right as far as how he has it drawn. It's the
based on the existing grade.
The grade's wrong, so we need to know.
But the length of it,
for
the
correct.
Okay.
So we're back to the original problem, which is the biggest problem, the slab itself and the sloping lip. Does anybody have anything else to add?
Well, when you presented your work schedule to us, it had, you know,
when schedule. I was going to do
everything. Yeah. Now, were these meetings included on that work schedule that I haven't looked at in a while? When I turn this over to Jim,
I don't know. I never had any meetings.
I didn't turn it over to Jim. Jim was nominated today.
Yeah, that's been a problem. And I talked to John about that 2 or 3 weeks ago. There hasn't been any meetings on the job.
We've had meetings on site.
You've just showed up, and that's not a meeting.
And I mean, you got a schedule set to have meetings.
Right. You got to have a schedule.
Pull everybody in here to make, you know, head right. Scratching, or what's the story with that?
Well, all I can tell you is what I thought the meetings were involving. At least a minimum of 4 of us.
Yes.
The one who hasn't been there has been David.
But like the mayor said, a meeting is, let's schedule it for Tuesday at 3 o'clock, not just walk into my trail. I didn't know you're coming. That's not really a meeting, you know. Because then I don't have time to get my thoughts together on what I would like to talk about or not talk about. You know. Just showing up out of the blue isn't really a meeting.
Any question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brian, as the engineer and the one who's the point person on this, what's your recommendation on the slab?
I'll stick to the letter that I wrote and recommend that.
Well, you got 2 choices. Is yours 1 or 2?
I would say remove and replace the concrete as shown in the drawing.
David, what's your recommendation?
I have the same.
So you're under the opinion that if the foundation's not done, then we're just going to keep compounding the problem down the road.
It is my concern. But if it's not done correctly, you will be chasing it for a long time.
Our town clerk is here. Jim, what are the time restraints we're under here?
We're okay with the time restraints as far as the grants and everything, with the exception of the stormwater grant that there's already been an extension on. There was some discussion between the clerk and I. That's supposed to be one of the next major project portions, isn't it, Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to go in fairly quickly as far as the what's scheduled. So we should be okay as far as all of our grant. The deadline.
March.
After the extension was next year, March. That's the earliest.
Let's go back up. All of you come back. Yeah. Brian, can I have all 3 of you back up here? Brian, David. Towns, drawings? Here. Do these have slope on them? This section has slope on them?
Yes.
The puddles are in here.
No, and I don't know, David, you offer your opinion. When we put water on it in these areas, it's hard pressed for water to move off.
So this does not have at least a minimum of an 8-inch slope. outside the footprint of the building. This is basically flat.
There was standing water right through here, standing water right through there. It did not work.
That's right there. There's a puddle right there. This ran fine, this ran.
These are all new points. If you did a saw cut, would you have to saw cut this like that, or could you saw cut across here, remove everything that's the building, and leave this?
You still gonna have to fix that area.
That's still not got enough slope.
No.
Okay.
There's a half inch of water standing in this area here. That's fine.
Well, let me clear one other point. When I went down there, and for the folks in the audience, I pour a couple hundred thousand yards of concrete a year, so I'm not blowing smoke. But I asked you why you weren't using Keyway. Are you still telling me that it was at the request of the engineer not to use it?
I talked to Brian, and he said I couldn't use Keyway.
That's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not true.
You told me that
it's in the drawings.
I know it's in the drawings, but I asked you, you said I couldn't do it.
No.
Because the first question I asked you when I walked up is, why aren't you using Keyway to separate these floors?
I was told they didn't want all those joints.
Show me that on the drawing. Show me this.
No, it does have construction Keyway on it.
He's got a Keyway, Keyway, just like construction.
And y'all know what Keyway? Well, I mean, that was my first question, how you're doing a modern floor without using a control joint in it. And I think your answer was, this is the way y'all do it.
Well.
There's something to note that. Okay, counsel, let's go back up here. Let's address, if y'all don't mind, the communication breakdown, which is always a problem. We have enough of it between the four of us up here, and when we're spending this kind of money down here, we certainly don't need a communication breakdown. John, do you have a timeline or a series of emails that you've received or requests or anything? I mean, how many on-site requests has Wayne made for you to be there?
A couple just come out and look at something. It's usually with somebody else, like Richard Lane. I drive by numerous times throughout the day and usually stop at least once or twice.
Where did Richard? Oh, Richard, I see. And then you're blending in with Eric. Richard, and certainly not going to hold you anything, you know, legal with this, but when you've been out there, and for us, if you don't mind truthfully, was the quality construction something that you were satisfied with?
As a building inspector, I don't address workmanship.
Well, how many flaws have you found that had to be addressed that were things that weren't on these plans?
What I do is inspect basically the ground before the slab is poured.
Right.
And there were a few items that needed to be corrected.
And were these items, they weren't on the plans, they were not part of the plans, or this is something the standard building procedure required?
They were on the plans, but the rebar didn't match exactly what was on the plans.
And the rebar being not matching, being size?
No, the placement.
Oh, okay. Placement.
There was no major mistakes.
That's where I was going. But you've not seen any construction techniques that would be catastrophic in the.
No, Your Honor.
Oops. Strike that. Thank you, Richard. All right, counsel. The first thing that I think we need to clear up, if there is a communication problem, that needs to stop today. I think all of you seen that poster on my wall there. If you don't get the answer you want or need, go to a higher source. Now, Jim, I'm sure you're doing the best job you know how, and you always have the best job you know how for the town. But if there is communication breakdown, it would be my suggestion, Wayne, that if you have any questions, if they don't get back to you with an answer in a timely fashion, that you CC everybody on this board immediately.
From now on, I will definitely do that.
I mean, is that consensus of the board? Because we don't need to have any more of these special meetings.
No.
The object is to come up with a quality product for the town.
Yes. Now, the main thing we're here for is the slab. Who's got the first suggestion? Jim, start with you.
Well, we've got two options in front of us, and they've been the only two that have really come up in a conversation involving me since this came up. And everything that I've been told regarding tile is basically band-aid approach and possibly even create a different problem down the road somewhat. So to me, I would rather have the basics taken care of, and then everything that was put on top will work that much better. So I'm against the tile being tried.
So you're for tearing the slab out?
Yeah.
Chuck?
We have the architect who designed it, set it up the way he wants it to be. We have an engineer who located it, paying both of them a lot of money. And I'm certain that contractors don't have to go to the expert. I agree with you.
Emily?
Well, I have a question from you, Mr. Mayor. In showing the different parts of the slab on the drawing down there, were you implying that not all of the slab would have to come out, only sections of it? Because I'd rather see the entire slab come out.
No, obviously, if you don't have the correct amount of slope on the exterior part, then what we're discussing, you're still going to have a problem. I wanted an answer if you had slope on, enough slope that the exterior part would drain. Been doing this a long time. I think this is our 61st year in the construction business. And concrete is something that you either work it or it works you. And the concrete down there works y'all pretty hard, it looked like, because y'all weren't in control of it. It was out of control. The keyway, I think if you had done the keyway, you do have a cold joint, you have the flexibility of pouring as much or as little concrete as you want. There is no way to rough that concrete up so it's non-slip. It's one of the poorest jobs I have seen as far as the quality of the finish. And I had the reservations, you know, when I talked to you initially, I couldn't understand why you were doing it the way you were doing it, but I wasn't in charge. I've been accused of micromanaging. So we're at the place now that we need to get on with the park, but I think it's consensus of council that the only way to handle this is to take it out.
And the other advantage I see to that is that takes care of all of the issues that we have, from the room finish to the cuts to the slope to the ponding.
How far back, Wayne, or Brian, or David, all three of you, how far back does the fitness of the monolithic rollover go? 4 feet back from the corner, from the edge of the...
About 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet. I hate tearing the footing.
Why couldn't you put a keyway there? 2.5 feet. I mean, if you're going to use a keyway.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, a way you could cut the center slab out, redo it, have a keyway, pour the new concrete, raise the elevation up, and do a 2-foot wide brick border around it. I mean, tearing out the footing is going to be time-consuming. It would be my suggestion to come inside 2 feet, do a saw cut all the way around the building, report with the slopes that the architect has recommended, and include a 2-foot brick border set in mortar, which I think would accent the building tremendously. I think it would be a plus, you know, as the finished product. That I could live with that without tearing the whole slab out.
I'd like to hear what Brian and Dave have to say. I mean, is this something you would recommend, or do you have another recommendation?
Okay, yeah, I'll let you speak. I don't have a problem with that. Again, as long as that existing surface is not the surface that we're using as the final surface. I would hate to see the whole thing ripped out all the way down, too. I mean, that's a lot of work, a lot of expense.
I mean, I have pulled silk purses out of Sal's ear that were worse than this in renovation jobs. Richard, stand and be counted, buddy.
The only problem I see is you got a cold joint there where the old and new come together.
You're going to have a cold joint if you use keyway anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, a keyway is a cold joint. That's why it's done that way. But let me ask you something, Richard. You were the inspector. You saw where the steel coming out of the footing rolled back into the slab. Is this going to compromise the strength of that slab?
I think that the steel is short of where we'll be putting that keyway. We got welded wire fabric in there that'll be cut.
Okay.
It probably should be a design to tie those two together so that they don't, one doesn't settle. The new concrete won't settle lower than the.
Now, is there, and I'm not holding you to this because I know you're not an electrical inspector. Well, I'm not holding you, well, let me finish. I'm not holding you this because I realize you're not an electrical inspector, but the continuity of the bonding material, it would be compromised. It'll have to have jumpers. It'll have to have some jumpers for that, would it not?
You probably know more than I do, but that's a good point. I think that's able to be accomplished, though.
Okay. All right, David, I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you. And I want your honest opinion. You're the architect.
All I was going to say is our structural engineer is here as well.
Who is he?
Really,
we've
got a big structural engineer.
The only problem I'm seeing is if we do come back 2.5 feet, I would kind of like to leave them independent because this one will probably be 28 days, and it's going to be there'll be no movement in it before kind of the living creature, the new slab. I'd like to let it, like you say, keep it totally separate and let it move. I probably recommend not doing a connection.
I wouldn't want anything but a cold joint.
Right, absolutely. But let that slab move, maybe even use some type of
And the cold joint, if you saw it like this, you could facilitate the half inch elevation change and still have the slope, realizing that you're going to have mud bed in the brick and set your elevations to that point. The only thing I see that's going to be a negative may be the drains being you may have to cut the drains out in the bathroom and storage facility and raise those. Which I don't think anything in the building code other than the slope of the drain lines, the height of them to the first.
The bathrooms, you shouldn't have to do anything to.
Okay.
I mean, there shouldn't be any issues in there at all.
It would be my suggestion to saw cut 2 foot back in, re-pour the center section that the building covers. Now, the footings, the structural footings for the support, were those poured before this slab or were they part of the slab?
No, they're before. They're underneath the turn down.
Is there a break over the top of
there? There is. There's a break.
So it would not affect those footers?
No, we'll be in good, and the piles will be safe as well.
All right. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, it would be my suggestion to saw cut 2 foot or 2.5 foot in, take out the entire center section, report, change the elevation so that you can have a brick mortar set border around it rather than tear out the entire structure.
Mr. Mayor, is that a cost issue or is that save time? Why not take it all out?
They've got a footing there. This monolithic pour goes into that footing. if you start tearing all that out, even if you go down to the existing footing, I would be scared of a structural problem by pounding on the footing that's there. I would leave that all intact and take out the center section is what I would do. But it's not my money, and this is a council decision.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure you are 100% correct in everything you said, but I would prefer that the job be redone according to specifications worked out by David Lyle and his structural engineer, just in case there's something that has to be different or tweaked.
Oh, it would have to be.
Have to do it all over again. Yeah. So I'd rather it be more our decision more generalized.
If I can respond to the question here, is it a cost of time or anything? It really, sometimes you do more damage by being more intrusive. This is true with lots of exterior. But going back and trying to remove too much of that foundation, we may be causing a bigger problem long-term on the building. So I'm actually very fine with coming back 2 feet and doing that interior. I really think if we come back and start messing with that exterior wall, we may be causing some much bigger problems.
And that was my thought, since it was a monolithic pour into an existing footing.
It's a good
all that can be saved because all that's passed inspection. Take out the guts, redo them to the plans.
What I'd like to do then is make a motion that David Lyle, Brian Cox, in conjunction with the Wayne, the builder, set out a system for taking care of the problems that exist. They'll come up with it themselves, make us aware of what system is going to take place, and then move forward.
The structural engineer who's either praying or seeing bore blunt.
I was just thinking of.
And this is what, yeah, I want your thoughts because.
I'm thinking about it. The height of the, because what I was thinking was, I counted that, but what he did do was he did a pretty large turnaround, so it's not so much a retaining wall at the very end. And at the top, I was planning for that slab to be embracing the wall at the top. If we take it back 2 feet, I was trying to think, I think that should be adequate to hold that top of the slab, so kind of as a brace.
Brian, chime in here. I mean, this is if it were my money, this is what I would do. But it's not my money.
I don't disagree with your suggestion. When you're asking me for my recommendation, obviously I want what was designed, and that's what I would recommend. But if there's a workable solution that the town can accept, and this is the question, if the town can accept, cutting it back 2 feet, it works structurally. If you can accept what the appearance will be later and can live with it, a year from now, 5 years from now, then that's completely fine.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar with several homes that are 100 years old that have brick paper patios that are still intact.
And after 100
years, I really don't care about that part.
Yeah.
So Chuck might be here. He's aging better.
So the end product is really what you're deciding on. Yeah. What do you want to see as the end product?
I think we can get an aesthetic plus with this. And then if you take out the interior parts, do the slope the way it should be. A smooth room finish, Wayne.
Yes.
The slope toward the doors, and then with the keyways, you can pour like as little or as much as you want.
Well, the other thing that's going to have to be addressed is the elevation problem between the exterior and those restrooms, because it's filled up in 3 inches in the restrooms. I mean, we'll have to get together and talk about it, but that's got to be changed, because that's basically...
Yes, sir. I have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I second.
Any discussion?
Could we have the structural engineer give his name to the clerk?
I actually have it, but that's okay.
Okay, because I didn't know what your name was.
Rudy Dombrowski.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Rudy.
Good old Southern boy.
Can't stir my
We have a motion, a second, discussion. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you. Now, Wayne and I had a few discussions. Wayne, if you have any laundry to air, do it now, because I do not intend to have another special meeting.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I just need better communication. I don't feel that I'm getting the feedback that I need to help me build this building. There's a lot of things that aren't working, and I put myself at risk. Obviously, I'm going to take care of this problem, but I put myself at risk by not following the plans to make sure that this item works. I'm not going to do that from now on. So I'm just telling you, we need to communicate, because I am not going to deviate from the plans at all. Okay?
We'll set up a schedule, and everybody will be made aware of the meeting schedule.
Now, with that being said, council appointed John and Jim, the liaisons for the town. If you send a message to Jim and he does not respond, because I never had any trouble with these two guys, and I've worked with Brian through the town. I can't afford him privately, but I worked with him through the town. And David and I have worked on several jobs together, and our communication has always been free flowing. But if you do not get a response once you go to Jim, then I would suggest you CC the rest of council. And it will be done in a timely manner.
There's no reason for you to feel like you're getting jammed up. There's always somebody else to go to. Or at least we feel that. When we said that originally, what we were trying to do was take the pressure off of you of hearing a whole bunch of different voices thrown at you, not the reverse.
Well, actually, the reverse has happened.
Okay. So
we need to open all the communication. I need to be able to call the architect if I want to call the architect or his assistant or whomever and talk to him. You know, that's just the easiest way. I mean, it's going to work. I need to do it that way.
You know, like I said, both of these gentlemen and his worthy assistant have always made themselves available to me at any time that I need to speak to them on this job and several others. But sometimes some of my suggestions kind of fall at the end of the cliff, but they do listen. So, and that, with that being said, anything else we need to discuss, ladies and gentlemen? Any questions from the audience? Yes, sir.
I'm Donald Lindsay. I'm at 311 Atlantic Avenue. Mr. Mayor, you opened, I guess, the question about asking the inspector about workmanship. And he rightfully, I think, said he's not responsible for workmanship. But I never understood or don't understand who is responsible for the workmanship of this project.
The man who signs the check. And if it doesn't suit him, he doesn't sign that check. And that's what it's always been in my business. I don't know.
But is that after the fact, or are there times before it's completed that that man, whoever that man is, does he go out and inspect for workmanship?
That's why we have John.
Right. And I think the contractor is responsible for his workmanship.
Yeah.
And I'm responsible for making sure he's doing his job. And that's my role. So the contractor, number one, is responsible for his workmanship. And if it's poor workmanship, then as the mayor said, then he won't get paid for it.
But it sounds like the contractor is saying he's not able to communicate directly to you.
Oh, he is.
And I communicate with Brian.
Yes.
We all understand that we're adults here, but it sounds like we just aren't communicating as adults.
That's why we're having this meeting.
Thank you, sir.
And we have a direct line of communication through Mr. Dugan, and if you don't get a response, then CC the rest of this council.
I emailed him this morning. I never got a call back.
You emailed Jim?
Yeah.
Look at him.
I emailed this morning.
He's a little slow, but and he checks his emails pretty regularly.
Well, I've been at UNCW since 8 o'clock this morning.
All right.
I have to call him.
I called too, and no answer.
He was in class, and sometimes we are required to turn our phones off, just like now. All right, anything else, John? You have anything?
No, the only thing I had any question about was whatever fix we decide on, however we decide to do this, is the town going to support this fix if Brian Cox and David Bottom do not support the fix?
If they don't support this fix, we need to know about it right now.
I'm okay. As long as, like I said, if the town is fine with the final product of going back and cutting 2 feet, then I don't have any issues.
That's what I based my motion
on. It's not a structural issue, which I'm hearing from Rudy that it's not a structural thing. As long as it's installed properly, then I don't have any problem with that. No.
We'd appreciate a drawing from y'all. And Rudy, you wanted it two separate joints, a cold joint. You've already done a compaction test and somebody signed off on them.
Right, the soil is good. I'm thinking, because we have such a small retaining wall, that it will be adequate. On the control joints, on the so get in the notes. Please make sure, do you usually bring your control joints flush with the top? Or do you, one thing I don't like about some control joints, to make sure we don't leave it down like 3/8 of an inch?
No, we usually, they're flush.
Okay, keep them flush, because if they go underneath a little bit, then it's a nasty crack.
Right.
We want to seal these joints with something so that those control joints won't rust.
I think a sealer was required on the plans, was it not?
Yeah.
So, if we can seal those, because they start rusting.
And most of that keyway is galvanized material, so
right.
With that, and then a good diamond bright sealer, whatever, goes on top of it.
Right.
And with that being said, Wayne, that smooth broom finish, and this is just from experience, because of the sand, which is sandpaper, that's what it's made out of, I would err on the side of brooming it a fraction rougher. Because it will not last down here. When we do swimming pool decks, within 5 years the sand has blasted it to where it's smooth. So I would err on the side of it a little bit rougher because it's going to wear. And with that said, I'll keep my mouth shut, which is hard to do, right, Chuck? Anything else coming for you? Oh, the other comment. Wayne, and I'd like you to address this. Were you told emphatically not to have any correspondence with me during the construction of this park?
Yes.
And who told you?
I was told not to talk to the mayor. I was told my only contact is Brian Cox and John and I think it was just those two. There was one other person I can't remember. Yeah. Was it Jim? Was it you? Sure. You want to contact? I don't know. It was somebody else.
Well, that we established in the first. We established that, I thought, when the contractor met in the same room. You walked in, I think, at the end of it, if I remember right, Emily, that these were the two contacts. But who told you specifically not to have any contact with me?
One of these gentlemen up here in front of me. I'm not really sure. To be honest with you, I don't remember who it was. It was just...
Because my signature is the one that goes on the check. Yeah. If there's a problem, somebody better be talking to me.
Well, from now on, I'm calling you now.
Well, no. You call Jim.
I'm going to call you all the time.
Okay. Well, everybody else does.
I don't blame you. Jim answered the phone before he came.
All right. With that said, anything else come before this council? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Any discussion? We're adjourned. Thank you.